Ian Scholes, when I was a kid, the air fairly throbbed with promises of the future. Floating cars, jetpack, rocket belts, video phones, the kitchen of tomorrow. The future, to steal a phrase from Dashiell Hammett, was as real as a dime. But for some reason, none of these promises of the future were kept. Well, some were, like the video phone, but the public has responded with lukewarm indifference. One of the troubles with the vision of the future is that it seems like a dusty figment of the past as soon as it's thrown into the culture. Buck Rogers of the 21st century is way 1930s. Barbarella and Star Trek are way 60s. Star Wars may make billions well into the 21st century, but it always screams 70s to me. A recent New York Times Magazine article devoted itself to, well, the kitchen of tomorrow, among other things. The kitchen of tomorrow, it seems, will be run by a scanner, which will cook your food, buy your milk, and store your recipes, and whatever. The magazine was about tech breakthroughs of the 21st century, some actual, some just foolish dreams, talking teddy bears, self-cutting lawns, intelligent cosmetics, crash-proof cars, kill-proof guns, accurate weather predictors, e-books, genetic report cards, limbs that grow back, and web-savvy wristwatches. Well, okay, but it all seems so... well, retail. So, 90s. It's all cell phones and DVDs. Isn't anybody working on the rocket belt anymore? Even on the mundane level, the future's kind of disappointing. A guy I work with and I were talking about the new economy the other day. We're a little frustrated by our work. The business model changed every day. The architecture at our site was extremely buggy. Though the site itself looked cool, to use the lingo, as near as we could tell, nobody was coming to visit. We decided that the dot-com economy was an analog to interior decoration. Every day, we change the color of the refrigerator, buy a newer, smarter stove, put in new tile, a brushed aluminum sink. Really looked great. Fit for Architectural Digest or Martha Stewart. Sooner or later, however, you gotta cook something, don't you? I mean, sooner or later, you gotta lay in some food. I gotta go.